Hello, this is Will calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I'm looking to speak to Vincent Jones.
Yes, I am.
Mr. Jones, I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I'm not selling anything, and I will not ask for any donations. Do you have a minute?
Now, what is you calling this time of night for, sir? I'm not, you know, being rude or nothing. I'm just, but what's going on the reason I'm approached this time of night? Oh, shit.
I understand your concern, sir. We're just conducting a research with all the members of the union. That is all.
Uh-huh. Okay. Research. So what do you want to know about me, sir?
Okay, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
I'm from different states. You know, I've been in 20, 30 years or something like that.
Okay, and what is your primary branch of the trade? Are you marble mason, bricklayer, refractory bricklayer, tile setter, plasterer, PCC restoration, terrazzo mechanic, or finisher, stonemason, mason helper, or finisher, tile or marble finisher, cement mason?
Brick mason, something like that.
Brick, okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Brick and block, yeah.
Okay. On the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, journey label mechanic, apprentice, finisher, or helper, improver?
I was a mason, but I'm a mason, brick mason.
Okay. Okay.
And sir, where are you at in the union? What do you represent in the union, if I'm asking right? I'm trying to – what do you represent in the union?
Our client is the union.
Our client is the union.
Yep. I'm working for the union as we speak. I'm making these calls for the union. And
for
yes
the union.
Or no.
Then I'm going to ask you, you working for the union, you the union, okay. I've been out of work for two years.
Okay.
I was on the job in the union. Did not let me go. It wasn't non-union letting me go, but what would the union have to say, hey?
I understand.
Why is not working? You understand, right?
I understand.
You understand what I just said? So if I had a rep from the union that represent me, why would they say, they sent me to work with a non-union company, and then here go, they say they can't use me. What was my union at to represent me? And I don't know what I'm saying right, but that's what I know and I've seen.
Yeah, and now is the time to express that opinion. Right now is the time. Are you currently working at the trade, yes or no?
I mean, just as simple as that, no. And I just explained to you why no, but I can't ask, I'm asking you, why is that, but will nobody speak up at the time? Why?
Okay, we're trying to fix that right now. Approximately.
You're trying to fix it right now. And it's been over a year or two, and you asked me about simple yes or no. I'm asking you a simple question. Where was my union at when I got out of there for these 3 months? What were they at?
I guess they left you down.
Answer me a simple and yes no, but I would like to know that with why. And it wasn't nothing I did wrong.
I understand.
Where is it? That's all I'm saying. I ain't trying to be no asshole or nothing with you. I'm just asking that, sir. That's all I'm asking.
Yeah, to be
Where's
quite honest.
Where's my union? Get up. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, to be quite honest with you, I don't have all the answers, you know, to all of your questions. I just want to know what happened and what is your opinion now about the union. That's it, you know.
My opinion, I just explained to where is the union to represent me?
Okay.
Say, where is this? Why I'm not working? Where is the union, sir?
Okay.
I know I ain't got no college degree, but these people got college degree. But if I ask you simple, what was the union, how long, and where was he at when he got separated from me? Just some simple stuff.
Yeah,
you don't need to be in college, I think. But I know this, but I can't understand why. And you said just as simple as yes or no. You asked me about I'm working for, have I worked at a union with it. I told you no. But tell me a simple question like yes or no. Where were they at when I got dismissed from it? Just tell me, where were they at
missing.
To represent me?
Yeah.
Huh?
MIA, missing in action. They let you down.
That's some simple stuff. Simple stuff. And you say union.
Yeah.
I said, how can I be separated from my union? I ain't working with the union company. But they tell me so, you can't. And then now the union ain't there for me. Where?
Okay.
You need to talk with them companies. Talk with them companies that so-called they union companies.
Okay. How many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work that you want to work in the last 12 months?
Where was what? What you say now?
How long have you
been? It's
been
about a year, sir. I was drawing unemployment and I'm off of it, and still nobody came to me.
Okay.
And I tried to talk to some.
Have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the last year? Yes or no?
Yeah, I have worked for them, but you.
Okay.
Yeah.
In the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
It ain't helping me. Of course, what you think? It's not helping me.
Okay. Okay. Now tell me in your own words, and try to make it as clear and as small as possible, so I could pass the report.
Okay.
Why did you consider dropping your union membership? You know, I know you said a lot right now. I know you said a lot right now, but I just need a small opinion, small phrase.
Go on, you got every damn thing in there. Sir, okay, listen to me.
Go ahead. Why did you consider dropping your union membership specifically?
No. Sir, even knowing that you say you represent the union, right?
Right now, the union is our client.
You represent the union.
I'm a private contractor, but we are representing the union at this moment. We're making the calls for the union.
For the union, yes. Okay, you're making the call for the union, and the union, you non-union, but you're making the call for the union. Yes or no?
Well, they hire us, yes.
Yes or no, sir? Just simple. You ask me yes or no.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
You're not union, but you're calling up on the union. They give you my number and call me, right?
Yes, sir.
Right?
We
yes or no?
Yes, sir. We work.
You're working with the union.
Yes, sir.
You're working with the union, but you're non-union. Yes or no?
Yes, sir.
No, that's why I'm asking a simple question. I don't think I'm wrong. And I'm really not on my peaking game. I'm not the peaking game, but something don't even add up. I'm going to tell you what I know. I was working with the union, but they sent me to a job and a non-union. And these people talking about, you can't work, you ain't this and here. And I worked in the union 3 years for, you know, this time. But this non-union, didn't nobody come and speak for me.
Okay.
Didn't nobody say where Vince at? Where is Vince? Why he not on my book and payroll, whatever? Because you take some out of my check every year to rent, but why you didn't see that? Why he ain't even working for the union? Why he not?
Okay, so the union did not represent you correctly when you needed it, correct?
So where is the people? Now you know this. Why? I mean, if you helping me, or trying to speak for me, where was y'all at when he did this? Where? You people with college education.
I wasn't working for the union at that time.
Then you go ask the people that was working for him then. Tell me, where were y'all at?
I understand
your disappointment. What's your name one more time? So what's your name?
My name, Will.
Will?
Yes, sir.
Will. But Will, I'm asking some where. You not working with where? If that's the best they can represent a union paying people, now where are you at? How are you going to represent? Right now, for what I see, you should go speak on where? Why?
Thinking about what you see right now in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer or about the same as there were this time last year?
Sir, this stuff for what I went through. It should, you should be stronger than that. You're supposed to be stronger than this guy that pays his dues and whatever y'all take out dues. Mm-hmm. Where is, why, if he was working with this non-union, they could let him go and y'all don't speak on it.
Who are y'all? I understand that right now.
You're supposed to be smarter than I am. Y'all supposed to be smarter than I am. You say you weren't working then. Where them smart people that was working? Mm-hmm. Supposed to have been representing me before. Where they at, Will?
They are MIA.
But y'all are union. And they, I got guarantee these people that work was supposed to be speaking for me, they still getting their union reps and all this stuff. Tell me what it is. If y'all didn't represent this client right here, what are y'all doing? You can't even speak on it. Because it's truth.
It is true.
It's true. And I'm not even not the smartest up to be in this.
You don't need to be.
To speak.
You have the right to speak your mind and tell it like it is. I fully understand that. I understand your disappointment.
Well, at least you acknowledge what I'm saying, though. Will, I like that. At least you acknowledge that, yeah, you had a right to speak on. You had a right. But they still can't save. And these people continue on to get their spots in the position. And all this money I didn't pay, I don't know where it went to. I don't know where it. Too many, but the people that's in the union that's not represented really.
Okay, but right now, do you see in your local community, or do you have the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer or about the same as there were this time last year?
Sir, if you asking me what I'm thinking, you asking me is have it gotten better?
Yeah.
If that's what you asked me, it's deeper and worse. It's sad that of age and this wise, you've been in these people that have been in there 40 and 50 years and they supposed to be representing, and it's the best they can do.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. I mean, I'm just telling you, that's some sad stuff to even talk about. Think about it, really.
Do you get the sense that there are more?
These people that represent me got 40 years and they getting their dues and stuff, but this is the best they can do. I can
do
that.
Do you get the sense there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same as there were this time last year?
It's about the same as were or worse, sir.
Okay. And yes or no, do you get the sense there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community, including you?
Sir, don't you see what's going on? These people letting people come in and do jobs that's not union. They won't. It's, I don't understand. I don't know. I'm just, it's really sad that I'm talking. And you're supposed to know this.
And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, were there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
Didn't represent properly. If they did, they could have answered this stuff I'm asking you. You said they're missing in action.
And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily privately through your state or local government, through the federal government, or you don't know?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same or less unemployment than now?
A damn sure ain't no American people. That's all I mean. And then the ones that are there, they the ones that is up under this stuff, say, move the union people out. That's basically what they're doing, saying.
Okay, so you think it will be about the same or less than now?
It's not getting better, just simply that. It ain't no better. It's worse.
Okay. Now, looking at your family economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
shit, this shit is worse, and it ain't even thinking about getting better. They ain't trying. I don't know where the money going to that you can put in it or whatever. Tell them that, will you?
Thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Dust or air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, falling objects, heat, cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or you have safety concerns? Yeah.
Will, you just said it right there. You just said one, what you said. The careless people.
Careless people, okay.
The one. The careless people. And that's from the top that's supposed to be running the job.
Okay. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
When I was, I went,
In person or online?
In person, sir. I don't know what difference would it make. But in person.
For each of the following.
And that makes me see that it's getting worse. It damn sure ain't getting no better.
Okay, please tell me if you have participated.
Do that mean anything, Will? Will, do that mean anything?
Of course it does.
Well, then why is not getting better? We USA. Why is not getting better? I don't know. Listen what I'm trying to say. Will, listen what I'm trying to say.
Hear me out a second. Off the record.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to give you my opinion off the record. Off the record.
Uh-huh.
And I'll probably get in trouble for saying this. But I have to
say. You shouldn't. If it's real, you shouldn't.
But I have to say.
Tell them to do all that and tell me. You tell them to say. Will got in trouble for saying this off record. Let me speak on it.
Look, the U.S. is going down the drain. And you know that's real.
Hold on. What you saying now? What?
What I'm
what
saying
did you just
is
say, Will?
The U.S.
No, say what you just said.
I know. I'm going to repeat that.
Uh-huh.
You and I both know the U.S. is going down the drain. That's what it is.
It's just for the U.S. people. Why? Why? You talking about union, and it's not, you're not even. Back in the days when I come up, you had classes for union. You had brick class. You had all kind of classes for kids to be in the trade. You ain't got nobody young. Under my age and stuff, the youngest you might have in this trade is maybe 35 or 40. Maybe. So how is you going to build up on something that's no younger that come up under us?
I understand that. Tell me.
But I see different people out there working. It's people coming in the USA that don't even know shit about a brick. They get on the wall and next year, day or two, they brick mason.
I understand that. Tell me.
You holding them to do the jobs, and they ain't even brick mason. They ain't been on the job 6 months.
Tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Have you been involved in union organizing, yes or no?
No.
What about?
Well, I can't get a job. I can't even get a job to the guy with the gear.
What about
I got
picking?
Something to speak on. Picking, what are they picking it at? Ain't no, I don't know. Oh. No, I know. Real. No.
What about political canvassing?
What's that?
Involving political activities in the union?
Political activities. I went to the union when I was in it, and what I seen is it ain't representing nothing. So
okay,
politically.
In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
Shit, never. I just say never because I don't know.
Okay.
I know they ain't been there long enough.
Let's change the subject, to the world beyond the union. Please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. Friends and neighbors, cable news, the internet or social media, print or online newspaper, local TV news programming, radio. Which one do you prefer the most to get your news from?
I don't know nobody give me the right news that I've been through the union. They done took my money and where it went to for me, I don't know. I don't know where to go from, but I know I know one thing about the union, that this the best you can represent. Who is these people, those are the people that going to be in the field representing us and won't even ask where is mine if they not working no more? Why you won't even come around and ask or call that person, let alone?
Okay, but your news, where do you get your news from? Mm-hmm. Cable news, internet or social media, print or online newspaper, local TV news programming, like Fox News?
I get my news from regular news and all, and different cable, you know, show, okay. You know, yeah.
What about friends and neighbors?
Can I ask you, huh?
Friends and neighbors.
Friends and neighbors, what about that?
Do you get news from them?
The only news, news about what, my friends and neighbors? News about what? I'm at. Okay,
generally,
I'm just asking.
Generally speaking,
as
a source, generally speaking.
Generally speaking?
Yep.
Nah, I don't know, Will. I don't know. I'm not from a neighbor for that. No.
No. All right. Newspapers online or print?
Online or print.
Yeah, print or online newspapers.
It's print, sir.
Okay. Which of the following issues matter most to you right now? Immigration, foreign policy, the environment, healthcare, jobs and the economy, education, support for labor unions, or something else?
I've been in the union, and you say you represent the union, and I'm speaking on the union myself. What I've been in, my kid was up under, I wouldn't put them in the union to bring me, because they're not representing me. Why would I put them up under me? And they not representing me. So you're not representing me. You're not going to represent the stuff that's following me.
Okay, but for you, what issues matter the most right now? You think immigration is a big issue, foreign policy, the environment, healthcare, jobs and the economy, education, support for labor union?
What I'm trying to tell you right now, what I'm trying to tell you, you should ask me what? Immigration, all that. It ain't the immigration. It's the people that's representing the union, exactly. Simple as that. You don't stand.
As you may know, BAC or BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act? Yes or no?
No. Don't know nothing about nothing.
Okay.
About
As you may know, Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Will you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all that all federal elected officials support it?
To me, and well, for me, for right now, if you're asking me to speak on the union, whatever, and whoever else is in charge of that, they need to be off of it.
Okay.
Now, go tell them that.
No problem. I'll tell them that. Generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
Sir, you asking me to speak about the union. I'm on the union for what I've been in. It ain't Democrat, it ain't none of them. It's whoever representing the union. Simple as that.
Okay.
They don't need to be representing whoever that represented this far. They don't need to be on there. Don't need to be there.
They don't need to be in. Okay, neither. Okay, no problem.
Whoever's in charge of speaking for the union don't need to be there.
Well, as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, the United Auto Workers or GM or Ford?
who I was working for this, for the union and whatever else. They working. Number one, you saying that they working. But if you're not speaking on for them, so you tell them that they not represent. They, once again, whoever's in charge of stuff need to be out off the board, and new people on it, from the one up and the one up under them and the one up under them, on down to the workers.
Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden has done with each of the following: his job as a president overall. Do you approve or disapprove?
I ain't gonna say this man done it or whoever. I'm not saying he own that's not representing perfectly. It's whoever overtaught the union or whatever. Simple as that.
Okay, so you would say you don't know, or you?
I ain't saying I don't know. I say the ones that represent the union need to be somebody need to speak for the union, not these ones above and that's supposed to be head of the union, not them.
Well,
I've been there 30 years, they're not there. So why would I supposed to respect who's supposed to be in?
According to your opinion, and this is besides the union, this is according to your opinion, how is Joe Biden doing his job as president?
What kind of question? Asking the union asking me this?
Do you approve or disapprove? Simple as that.
Simple as that. You say, I'm gonna tell you something simple.
If you don't know, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you think it's neither one of them, that's okay too.
Neither one of them. It's the union that's doing it.
Okay. What about healthcare? Do you approve or disapprove of the way he's doing his job in regards of healthcare?
He ain't did no worse than anybody else above him, been before him. So it ain't him.
Okay. What about immigration?
So again, you asking me about immigration. What about it?
Do you approve or disapprove of the way he's handling immigration?
It ain't him. It's been before him. So it ain't Joe Biden, his whoever representing the union.
What about foreign affairs?
It ain't Joe Biden, who's whoever head of foreign affairs and whoever that.
What about the economy?
It ain't Joe Biden, it's whoever head of the economy. Simple as that.
What about support for labor unions?
Support for labor unions?
Yeah.
What's wrong with support for the labor union? Tell me what's wrong with the support for the labor union.
Or disapprove what Joe Biden has done with support.
Joe Biden ain't done nothing against, he ain't done no more than the rest of them. And before him is 10 before him. Just I go that far, at least 10 before him. Ain't nothing against Joe Biden. Is it ones before him too?
Okay.
If that's what you want to speak on the presidential wise.
Okay.
And you go back to the union.
Do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling his job?
Handling what job?
Generally speaking, and everything. Congress.
Helen, you said Congress is, do
handling,
I disapprove of Congress?
Is handling its job. As Congress.
Congress ain't doing nothing wrong. They've been doing what they've been doing for years. What?
Okay. Do you approve then? Do you approve what they're doing?
I'm approve of whoever ain't straightening this stuff out. You go tell them that.
Okay. And are you registered to vote? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November?
I'll vote, but if I can vote for whoever represents this union, get them out of there, please. And
okay,
the ones up under them that they report to. Tell the union.
Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will not vote?
Are you calling on Congress or the union, Bricklayer Union?
No, I'm talking about elections for president.
Okay, the election.
Yeah.
Election. The presidency works itself out. For as me and you calling from about the union, the union, whoever represents the union, been there for the last 20 years, they need to be out of there, and the people up under them too.
Okay, but are you going
Simple
to
as
vote?
That.
But are you going to vote in November 2024?
I'm going to vote.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if the election for
but
president, and if the elections for president were held today, and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom will you vote?
Sir, I will vote for whoever straighten this union out, the bricklayer union. Simply that. Tell
okay.
them that too.
And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunity, wages, retirement security, and safety? Yes or no?
The union, tell the union, whoever represents the union, get out of there and take the people up on them too.
Okay, so do you find it useful to receive information?
It's useful hearing from the union, yeah, because you don't speak real.
Okay. Now, turning back to BAC, B-A-C, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Not, you say not local. I'm talking about to the top of the, whoever represented like this here, to be like this here, they need to be out of office. And whatever they call it, secretary, going down from
so
that.
So you will say it's poor? The effectiveness of your union is poor?
It's below poor.
Okay. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor.
Thank you.
My friend, can I ask you this? What is this, all this concern about your workers? And they ain't got a job. What is this about? Why?
Well, I guess we're trying to fix that. They're trying to fix that, I guess.
Trying to fix it. I've been in a union. I've been in a union for years.
Okay, let me ask
you. Y'all can't fix it now.
We
USA, you can't figure that out.
Let me ask you this. How could the union best improve its representation and service?
Get all the ones that have been there for the last 30 or 40 or 50 years. Get all of them out of there. That's in charge of, that can stop people from working that are trying to work and want to work. Get them out of there. They don't represent USA. They represent crookedness, if you ask me. They're just crooked, really.
Okay. What do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next year? What is the most important thing the union should be working on?
Getting to whoever else has been there for the last 50 years out of there. That's what they should be working on. Tell them that, to work on that. Get them out of there first, and I guarantee you, guarantee they can improve from there. Guarantee.
Okay.
The 50 years, last 50 years, get the ones that's still in there, been in there 30, 40 years and still there. Get them out of there. That's some real stuff. Tell them that.
Okay. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Email, text, job site, union meetings, mail? How would you?
I mean,
what is your preferred way? What is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Through the mail, through messages, through your job site, union meetings, mail, email.
I ain't received nothing ever since I've been in it that'll help me. Nothing. Mail, contact, or nothing. Never.
Yeah. Okay.
So how do I speak on them?
How often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Four or more times a year, a couple times a year, once a year, or never?
Never.
Never.
Okay. And that's why you should understand why you're asking me questions. These people need to be out of there, simple as that. And
okay.
When you get to that point and they can't explain why they need to be out of there, go to the next level. Get them out.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as Democrat, Republican, or something else?
I suppose it'd be USA, but that shit ain't none of them representing that. something. I don't see it. If they use, show me. I tell you, show me. Don't tell me, show me.
But do you think of yourself as Democrat, Republican, or independent?
I'm independent with it.
Okay.
Running by me.
Okay. And just to make sure we are representing everybody, do you identify mm-hmm. as white Caucasian, black African American, Latino, Hispanic, Asian American, Pacific Islander?
I'm black. I'm black.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Strictly for verification.
What are you, Jack? What are you, I'm asking, what are you right now? Who do you represent? Black, Asian, Mexican, or Hispanic, or what?
I'm mixed.
With what?
Black,
white?
Black and Hispanic.
Well,
finally,
that's a beautiful thing, but you know.
Thank you. Finally, strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, can I have your first name only?
Vincent.
Thank you so much, Vincent. I really appreciate your time and your opinion, and I do apologize about everything that you've been going through. I know it's a difficult
But when you say that about, you say you represent black and Spanish, you see I hesitate. I can't say nothing. I can't say nothing. All I can say, that's beautiful. Lee,
thank you.
Lee, they got along beautiful enough to be, to produce you, whatever. You know what I'm saying.
Thank you. Thank
Leave
you.
That. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. And I've been around everybody. I ain't got nothing against nobody.
I understand that.
Yeah.
And I really
But that's a beautiful thing. Black and Spanish. I like that. Black and Spanish. That's
I like
beautiful.
It too. That makes two of us.
Yeah. There you go, bro.
Man.
All right, then have your business. You have your business. And I just try to say my part about it since they got you doing this. But all I'm saying is it ain't been nice out here. And I'm pretty sure you doing your job. Whatever. You just doing your job to call and say,
you know where I'm coming from, you feel me?
Yes, I feel you. Yes, especially when you told me you black and Hispanic.
Yeah. All right, man.
And you see
take
I can't
care.
Say
you
nothing.
All right.
You too, bro.
You take care.